Inflation expectations fall, but most Americans say they are worse off than a year ago. By John Carney on August 8, 2022. Despite a sharp decline in inflation expectations, U.S. households remain pessimistic about their financial situation, data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York showed Monday. The median expectations for 1- and 3-year ahead inflation both declined significantly. The median 1-year expectation for inflation fell to 6.2%, down from 6.8% in June. The 3-year median expectation dropped to 3.2% from 3.6%. The New York Fed said that the decreases were broad-based across income groups, but largest among respondents with annual household incomes under $50,000 and respondents with no more than a high school education. Median 5-year ahead inflation expectations also declined to 2.3% from 2.8% in June. After being stable at 3.0% during the first 3 months of the year, the series has been trending down since. The downward shift in expectations could ease nerves at the Federal Reserve after July's much higher than expected jobs growth indicated an economy that has not cooled despite 2 consecutive 75 basis point rate hikes. On Wednesday, the Department of Labor is scheduled to release its report on the Consumer Price Index for July. Economists expect headline inflation to have cooled from a 9.1% 12-month gain to 8.7%, largely due to falling gas prices. Core inflation, which excludes food and fuel, is expected to go the other way, rising from 5.9% to 6.1%. Although inflation expectations have come down, Americans are still not confident about their own household financial situation. The share of households who say they expected to be much rose off a year from now dipped to 9.5% from last month's record high 13.6%. The share who say they expect to be somewhat worse off declined to 29.4% from 31.1% a month ago. Still, the combined worse off percentage is one of the worst in the history of the survey, behind only the record highs hit in May and June. The share who expect their household financial condition to remain about the same rose to 39.1% from 33.3%. The share expecting to be somewhat better off climbed to 19.2% from 18%. The share expecting to be much better off, however, fell to 2.9%. On average in data going back to 2013, 5.3% expected to be much better off. A majority of Americans say they are worse off than a year ago. The share saying they are much worse off rose to 15.5% from 15.2%. The share saying they are somewhat worse off dipped to 35.5% from 36.1%. Just 2.6% say they are much better off and 12.6% say they are somewhat better off. Expectations for home price appreciation have come down. The median expected change in home prices 1 year from now fell sharply to 3.5% from 4.4%. This was the third consecutive decrease and its lowest reading of the series since November 2020. The NY Fed said the decline was broad-based across education and income groups and across census regions, but was largest in the Northeast census region. Median 1 year ahead expected earnings growth remained unchanged at 3.0%. This has been at this elevated level for 7 straight months. Until this year, this measure had never exceeded 3%. The long-term average is 2.38%. The Fed survey also asks households for the probability that inflation will be 1 percentage point higher a year from now. The mean expectation declined 0.2 points to 40.2%. In addition, respondents are asked to estimate the probability of losing their own job. This ticked down to 11.8% from 11.9%. remaining well below the pre-pandemic reading of 13.8% and its long-term average of 14.4%. The mean probability of voluntarily quitting rose to 19.46% from 18.64%, below the pre-pandemic level of 22.24%.